Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, with His grace, with His mercy, He has given us another opportunity in our life to experience the night of Jummah, Shabbe Jummah. Who knows that we will get the next week or not? Who knows? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this night also, and with Allah's fadl, with His grace, He has given us His very liked amal, beloved amal of His dhikr, His remembrance. He's bestowed this to us. Because this is a gathering of dhikr, so with this regard, in this regard, Nabi al-Kareem, the merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's one hadith I'd like to present in your service. And the objective of presenting this hadith, sharing this hadith, is just this, that we can understand the importance of this amal, that Allah and His Rasul, close to them, the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, how important it is to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we can save ourselves from negligence, laziness, and we can bring this action into our lives. It's very ajeeb and unique hadith in regards to this that I'm presenting in your service. The one who is asking is the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is the true lover and ghulam of the merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he requests that, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a unique question, ajeeb question, that we pray salah. I'm just giving to you the meaning of the hadith here. I'm sharing to you with you the meaning of the hadith, that we pray salah. And obviously this was the salah of the sahaba, not our salah. May Allah ta'ala accept our salah. Just however we pray, we at least pray alhamdulillah. So he requested, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we pray salah, but close to Allah, what is the best salah? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So we also need to think now that we do pray salah, but in Allah's eyes, which is the salah that is most preferable, liked? Very concise response the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. Dhikrullah. Subhanallah. Question was asked, what is the best salah? And the answer is what? The dhikr of Allah. The remembrance of Allah. Then asked again, requested again, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the best fast? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, dhikrullah. The dhikr of Allah. Then asked again, what is the best jihad? And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the dhikr of Allah. The mufassireen, the commentators have written that clearly from this hadith, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given this message that every amal, and these are the greatest amal that Rasulullah has mentioned, so all the other small deeds, minor deeds, come within this, that whatever amal there is, whatever we do, by doing the dhikr of Allah, that becomes accepted, that deed. Allah Ta'ala accepts that deed by the dhikr of Allah. And that deed then, it's elevated to the rank of acceptance. So dhikr of Allah gives a big benefit that's been mentioned here. Explain to us that if we with, in parallel with our deeds, amal, all the amal that we perform that are in our lives, if we establish dhikr as well, and we do dhikr in that way, then we bring the dhikr into our lives, just the, like the way it's been prescribed and explained, then all our amal, alhamdulillah, they will be accepted in the eyes of Allah, and those deeds of ours will become excellent, good grade. As the Shaykhul Hadith, Mulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah, has stated that the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, is the ruh. It is the soul of all ibadah. Just like you have the body, a human body is a body. And how much beautiful, handsome he may be, powerful, tall, big body. But if his ruh is extracted, the soul, then his body becomes useless. Doesn't it? Then it goes into the grave. Nobody looks, how strong was he? How tall was he? How big was he? How rich was he? How wealthy was he? Whatever he was. Immediately they said, lower him into the grave. He's finished because he has no ruh, no soul. As Shaykhul Hadith Rahmatullah said, that every human being to be in existence, is linked to his ruh, his soul. In the same way, physical body is connected to the ruh. The same way, a ruh, the soul of all the amal of a human being, of his deeds, is the dhikr of Allah. What a great personality is the Rajat with the hadith and Quran, and he shared that knowledge with us so that we do not live the life of negligence. So our amal, they cannot reach to that level, can they? We are weak.
For sure we are weak and we cannot develop those emotions in our amal, etc. But alhamdulillah, a beautiful and clear path has been explained to us, that do the dhikr of Allah in parallel with your deeds. Do as much as you can. Hazrat Qutb al-Aktab, Shaykh al-Mashaykh, Ghaus of his time, Hazrat Ali Murtada, Rahmatullahi Quds al-Sirah, has stated, these are those personalities, the Shaykhs, Mashaykh, the friends of Allah, the Walis of Allah, are those people who this path of tasawwuf, tazkiyah, purification, suluk, the journey of the traveler, not through books, rather with their amal, with their practice, they establish this path. Yes, through their deeds and action, they demonstrated the action and they established this path. So they know the best that their words, their statements, their aqwal, their sayings are very valuable, very valuable. That if we practice on them, alhamdulillah, then we will attain the path during this life. Because they had attained that path, they had traveled that path, that journey. So his statement, rahmatullah, I will present to your service, the thousands of people who are following this path along, who had the nisbat, the connection with these great sheikhs, if with ikhlas and sincerity, they have yaqeen, certainty, and they travel on the path, alhamdulillah, the question doesn't arise that that human being does not get the successful conclusion. That thousands of people get to the destination with this path. Because when a person's on his own, when he's on a journey on his own, the sole person, then he's in distress, extreme distress. Maybe a thief will grab you, a bandit will grab you, a person who's traveling alone, very difficult for him. If you go on a journey, you will see that. But if you have a partner on the journey, an accomplice, yes, associate, and he's got ikhlas, then with ease you travel on that journey. You'll have luggage, I'm going to do wudu, can you look after my goods? You'll go and do wudu with ease and come back. Oh, you sit here, I'll go and do wudu. Oh, you take turns, oh, I need to eat food, you look after my luggage, I'll go and eat, then you come. So with ease you can embark on a journey with a partner, somebody on the journey. But when you go on your own, then somewhere or other you fall into a trap, deception. So this is the path to get to Allah, and you can try to get there on your own. But if a wali Allah is with you, then that journey becomes very easy to travel on. Subhanallah. It's about experience, brothers. Experience this fact. This life that we are traveling on, this journey, every moment, every second, every hour, this Maghrib we've just prayed is gone. Maghrib's gone, finished. Now the next Maghrib will come. Previous one, whoever left it, who didn't pray it, who were lazy, negligent, that Maghrib will not come again in their lives. So this time that goes, it can never come again. You can spend millions and billions, millions you can spend. And you can spend the wealth equivalent to this world, but my Maghrib that's gone, can I bring that Maghrib back so I can pray? That I want to repeat that Maghrib that's gone. No, the second that's gone, the sun that set, that Maghrib has set, it's gone, it will never come back. Understand what I'm saying. We are traveling with speed and our journey will end in the ditch, in the grave. Remember this. So the objective of listening and doing is this, that we put our lives on the right path, straight path. With speed, this world is giving us delusion. And this is the definition of the world that Rasulullah told us, that this is the world of deception. It's the place of deception. Every second, everything in the dunya has given us deception, tricking us. And the biggest trick and delusion is this, that we'll do it the day after, I'll repent tomorrow. This is the biggest deception that dunya has given to us, but tomorrow never comes, my brothers. Tomorrow, that person is right who says, now, right now I'm going to do this. Whoever thought that today I want to pray Maghrib right now, alhamdulillah, he attains his destination right then and then. He says, I'll start Maghrib from tomorrow. Then today's Maghrib for him has gone, Jama'ah has gone, congregation has gone, end of story, today's Fajr has gone, Dhikr has gone, today's Talawat gone, recitation gone. Finished. Time has gone. No thing can return. You can spend the wealth of the world. Allah says that your amal, your book of deeds, the cross has been placed in that. The cross, end of story. Now took the next phase, the next time to come. So this is a big deception of the dunya for us, that we can never bring back what's gone. That we all stood here, just imagine for a few moments, someone's 50 years, someone's 60 years old, someone has got 3 children, somebody's got 2 children who were born, somebody's 25 years old, somebody's 30 years old here. Tell me, that time, did we waste it or not? 40 years have gone, haven't they? In the ditch. 50 years have gone into the ditch, haven't they? Wasted one moment or second. Every single second of this dunya is extremely precious for us. And every second is so precious that one moment of this world is so precious that we can make that into what? That can become, we can make that earn the gardens of mansions of paradise. if once a person says the name of Allah in his heart, remember this, the meaning of the hadith, once if a person with his heart recites the name of Allah, then the gap between the heaven and the earth fills with noor. Tell me, in 70 years if we carry on doing this action, remembering Allah in the heart, 40 years if we've done this, that my Hazrat Shaykh Rahimullah, I saw him, his tongue was moist with the dhikr of Allah. I'm telling you the truth here, the right information. Not one second did he waste. He understood the facts. My Shaykh, as a Shaykh al-Hadith, Mulana Zakariya Sahib Rahimahullah, look at his life, read it, study it. He was such a dhakir. Every second moment he was fana, immersed in the dhikr of Allah. Read his kitabs, read his books. These Hazrat, great personalities, understood the objective of life and how we can make life valuable. And now Allah Ta'ala has given us great deeds that we can perform. So this is the ruh, the soul, dhikrullah. Is it hard to do dhikrullah? No, my Hazrat Sahib Rahimullah said that he had attained this path, isn't it? He had achieved, and he said it with fikr, concern. When I read this, then I got a lot of satisfaction. A lot of satisfaction by hearing this. This, that the friends of Allah, what a unique statement he said. And this is all proven from hadith. He said that everything has a cure by and via the dhikr of Allah. Every issue, there's a cure. Imagine what a great statement he said here. Yes, if I can explain this to you, alhamdulillah, you need a lot of time to explain this. Every issue, there's a solution by dhikr. They weren't people who lived drama lives. They had traveled the life journey with this experience and they had arrived, not themselves, but they delivered people to that destination of Allah. Everything, there's a cure of all issues by the dhikr of Allah. And then further, he said a beautiful point there. Do not worry. Do not worry. 5 minutes, even if every day you do dhikr of Allah, then he said, I promise to you this fact, that even if 5 minutes daily dhikr will not go without benefit, you will get extreme benefit from that. Subhanallah. Extreme benefit. You cannot leave without any benefit. It is impossible, he said. How much? 5 minutes of dhikr. That you will get so much benefit from this that you cannot calculate the benefit. There's a cure. If you're stuck in a problem, do dhikr of Allah. If you've got a problem, do the dhikr of Allah. If you've got extreme sickness, do the dhikr of Allah. If some issue of yours not getting solved, do dhikr of Allah. Every issue in this dunya has a cure via hadith, via the dhikr of Allah. Wala dhikrullahi akbar, Allah announces in the Quran. Such a great action, Allah said, is akbar. And even then, obviously, for us, that we aren't connected to a minor, we haven't got a minor opposition. We have nafs and shaitan against us who don't want us to travel on the right path. That's why Allah Ta'ala, with His fadl, His grace and mercy, He has bestowed to us such gatherings. We sit in such gatherings, we hear a few words, we understand, so that our batteries can get recharged. So that our batteries can get returned. When these words come to us with Allah's tawfiq, we should be grateful to Allah and we should distance our negligence from ourselves, from our lives. Why am I so lazy and ignorant? 5 minutes of the dhikr of Allah, that will make a human being. It cannot be that one can benefit. Whatever niyyah you sit down with, Allah says, whatever niyyah you sit down and do my dhikr and you recite my name, I will bestow to you that very thing you have the niyyah for. Subhanallah. And Allah's fadl, His grace on this town, subhanallah, subhanallah, praise be to Allah, glory be to Allah. Don't know whose dua it was, a wali of Allah who asked his dua, such a person like me who has got no use, but you are pious people, that morning and evening we get dhikr in this masjid. We commonly, regularly we do this majlis after Fajr. And the greatest point from the hadith we learn, and Rasulullah explained himself and did this action, that always after Fajr he'd stay, remain seated and do dhikr of Allah in the same way. Pick up the hadith, read them, study them, study them. The merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was his blessed tariqah, the sahaba karam, the noble companions. Ali radiallahu anhu used to sit down, whichever companion you, whichever sahabi you look at their life, they said the most valuable time is this, after Fajr until Ishraq, to be immersed in the remembrance of Allah. Don't turn around, look around, other things is said to this extent. That place where you prayed, don't move from that spot. Sit there. Don't even move from that spot. In the hadith it states, sit in that same spot and do the dhikr of Allah. What a great thawab reward. So happy is Allah with that individual human being. Allah is so happy with that human being that he sat there, he's doing my dhikr immediately after salah. Subhanallah, is so happy, so happy. Allah says, don't leave him empty handed. Don't let him leave him empty handed. Rather, 360 joints that are in his body, on every joint, accept the sadaqah of his via his dhikr. Subhanallah, imagine how many sicknesses are going far from that person when he's doing that dhikr in the morning. Okay, we should go to hospital, we should take the tablets, we should take the tablets and the medicines, but also consume the spiritual cure that Allah has given. Many, many benefits of dhikr of Allah, my friends. Many cures, many rahmat, many mercies, many barakat. 5 minutes of dhikr will never leave you without benefit. Never. It will definitely give you benefit. It cannot be that dhikr of Allah does not give benefit to human being. So what we need to do with love, we should be regular. In dhikr of Allah, do dua. Allah, that Allah, you have assembled us, gathered us with your fadl, your grace. We have sat down. We'll do dhikr of Allah now. And that subhanAllah, Sayyidul Ayyam, tomorrow, the day that is the greatest of the days. Jummah. Allah selected the days, isn't he? And Allah says, in this night, that those moments I've instilled into this night of Jummah. Look, in the night, in the year, one night comes. In the year, one night comes. And Dhul Hujjah, the 10 days come. And Ramadan, such a specific days comes. Allah has arranged that I'll keep such a day also every week, in which all the fadail, I will seal the virtues in that day of the week. Rather, some mufassirin commentators have said that the night of Jummah, it is equivalent to Laylatul Qadr, the barakat. Yes. So such a blessed night to sit and do dhikr and to remember Allah's name and recite Allah's name. We should be so happy. Okay, Allah, in the week, at least one day I'm regular. And even if I have to travel and go somewhere, but this majlis I will definitely attend once a week. So here, one thing is very with a cool heart, listen to this fact and with ease and comfort that I'm not calling to you, to myself. Some people, when somebody gives a da'wah invitation, tabligh, propagation for deen, that he's not calling for his personal self. My team will grow, my group will grow, I'll have murids. Wallah billah, I have no relationship with that. No connection with that. I swear by Allah. I can swear in this masjid and promise you I have no connection to that thought process. 1,000 come, 2,000 come, or 2 people just come. I have no benefit with that or loss. That murids, how many murids have I got? This is not a game. This is just da'wah lillah. And me, I am the most grateful that I'm here. Most of all, I am grateful to Allah. You give me the tawfiq. So this is da'wah being given, invitation. Don't come here sitting that I am collecting people and developing a group. I have no connection to that full process. I don't even know the names of people. What's their name? Who is this? Where has he come from? Yes, except maybe for a few people. I don't even know the names. I forget the people. Their names. So I have no relationship with that. I'm just worried about myself. I'm surrounded by my own grief. That Allah, please give me the dhikr in the morning. Give me the dhikr in the evening. Allah, send good people so I can sit with them and do dhikr of Allah. So I can remember you. Why? Because this is sunnah of the Messenger Prophet ﷺ, that he's passing by one day and he saw a jama'ah doing dhikr of Allah. Remembering Allah. So Allah ﷺ went to them. And a deep, beautiful thing. He said, do you know why I've come to you? That Allah Ta'ala said to me that go wadhkur nafsaka. That wasbir nafsaka. You also go and sit with them yourself personally. So here we realize, mufassirin have written, the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, such a great virtue, afzaliyat, that in other words, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrived to that gathering, the thawab you get, the same amount, just like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is present in the gathering, that's the amount of thawab that comes to the gathering. Is that nothing? Imamul Anbiya, in his presence, we get that reward, that this is the majlis of dhikr that we're sitting in. We do dua to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala gives us all the tawfiq to do this, and we should be grateful, and to be grateful for this, is that when you hear the praise of an amal, for example, we heard the praise of praying salah, whoever prays salah, so you should be grateful that Allah, this amal you've given to me, so inshallah all the other salahs I'll pray as well. Yes, when you hear about a good deed, Allah gives tawfiq, ability, he takes you somewhere, sends you somewhere to do a good deed. Yes, Allah has given you ability, or you spend time in ta'leem, tabligh, you spend time on the deen, or you're busy occupied in the work of the deen. So be grateful to Allah, be grateful in this way that Allah, that you have bestowed this work to me. Inshallah, I will try with your tawfiq. I will come back again, I will repeat this action again. Allah is happy then with that servant, that he has liked this work of the deen of mine. And he has done it in a nice way. So we should make this niyyah intention. Allah, we're grateful to you that you've given us tawfiq in this night. Inshallah, we'll come in the morning as well to dhikr. And it's just sleep, isn't it? So fajr is fard anyway. It's compulsory. We have to pray it. And who doesn't pray, then he's lost out. He's free, isn't he? So whoever comes to implement the fard, then subhanAllah, the Allah will give us one other hour extra ni'mah that we sit and do his dhikr. Remember, what a great gift of Allah, so that we can make our lives precious. So there's no issue here that we come here, we're doing tabligh for this reason, we're giving da'wah for this reason, so we can increase the group and have more murids. No one has this intention. This is a waste of time discussion. So I request you, brethren, I request that the hadith that we've heard, Allah's Nabi said, for everything, importance, the elevation is accrued and attained by what? Dhikr of Allah come, Fajr Salah. Every evening we have the majlis as well after Isha, 10, 15, 20 minutes. In the morning after Fajr, we also do Dhikr of Allah, Alhamdulillah. These two times, with regularity, if you grab them, grab them, then alhamdulillah, your life will be made. Hadith, read them, the fadail, the Rasulullah has mentioned, everything there's a cure. For everything there's a cure, sickness, distress, problems, difficulties, unemployment, jinn and ghosts and all issues, the cure is grab hold of the dhikr of Allah. That's it. Allah Ta'ala says, leave the rest to me. Leave the rest to me. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Allah says, you remember me? Then you see what I do with you. They do the tafsir of this. Allah says, just remember me. Fadhkuruni, Allah says. Then see how I treat you. How I treat you. What ni'mas I give to you. What rewards I'll bestow to you. What do you know, Allah Ta'ala says? What do you know? That such difficulties were about to overcome you, and I removed those difficulties and replaced it with a small difficulty. Your destiny, you were to die without iman. Your iman was to go, but you grabbed hold of the dhikr of Allah. So I just gave you a small sickness, Allah says, to replace that, to compensate for that. Such a big problem, I took that out of your life and I gave you a small sickness. Have sabr, that if with dhikr of Allah you get sickness in your life, then be grateful that a very big disease I'll remove from you, replace it with a small disease. I'm not worried about this. I'm not worried about this. Because the biggest thing is that I've got iman. My iman is increasing. My amal are increasing. And I'm getting tawfiq to do good deeds. So I have no worry, no concern. I've understood that Allah Ta'ala has taken away a big disease from me. There was a big storm to come to me that was going to remove my iman from me. I was going to maybe pass away without iman. But dhikr of Allah saved me. And in replacement of that, Allah replaced that with a small sickness that I've experienced, so I can remember that great treasure, that reward that Allah Ta'ala has given to me to save me. So with this small sickness, always at least then the servant of Allah remembers Allah. This is also a reward of Allah that Allah Ta'ala has given to me. So I'm doing dhikr of Allah, so I'm saved. Otherwise I would have passed away without iman. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So these points and facts, Abu Iqbal sahab, we announced yesterday he's gone to hospital, he's very sick. This was the announcement yesterday, isn't it? And he sat here, subhanallah, say subhanallah. So this is Allah Ta'ala's rewards, gifts. That, why am I saying this? Because he's a zakir. Yes, we did dua yesterday, he's going to pass away, he's in hospital. I says, who told you that? That zakir, everyone's going to go and come. But Allah Ta'ala says that he had an issue, but now he's come back and he sat in front of us. So you should become a person like this who does mujahidah. What a great statement. Such a big sickness, this, that heart issue. I couldn't have yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala has delivered him here, sent him here, how he came on the journey. And doctors would have said, no, rest, you can't go anywhere. Even his family members have said to him, no. But the dhikr of Allah, in this action, there's cure for everything. Say subhanallah. So become a man like this. Rajalun, become a man, a true man. Allah says, who is a man? Who's a true man? Allah says in the Quran, the mard, the male. This is a big... you can understand here, it's a laqab, a title. Look how he's a man. Who is Allah Ta'ala defining as a man, a true man? He, لا تَلِكُمْ تِجَارَةٌ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those who do not leave the dhikr of Allah. Imagine the hal on the day of judgment of those people at Dhakirin, to be a man. Oh, he's a man. You know, in the world people say he's a man. Allah is saying, on the day of judgment, I say, come, I'll show you the true man. He is the man. He is the true man, Allah will say. Yes, that always he remembered me in any way or form condition, he remembered and did my dhikr. He is the true man. This is what we call a powerful man. Nafs and shaitan, he fights them. He leaves all the attractions, alhamdulillah, and he comes and sits down and does the dhikr of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all this tawfiq, that we also can get this powerful soul and the spiritual strength and energy, and that we do dhikr of Allah. Small waswasa comes, don't do this, don't do that. Be gone with you, say. Run away, you silly thoughts. The greatest name is the name of Allah, and I'm at least I'm reciting Allah's name. I have no concern with anything else. The biggest danger I have at that time, that when I leave the reciting the name of Allah, doing dhikr of the name of Allah, that would be the worst day for a human being, the most dangerous day for a human being. He is trapped by shaitan games and waswasa and evil thoughts, and he leaves dhikr of Allah. Oh, no, we don't need to do dhikr. What's the point of doing dhikr? Oh, I have to do other actions. And these wasawis, shaitan's tricks and games and traps, he leaves the dhikr of Allah. Allahu Akbar. He's extremely destruction in his life. Extreme destruction he's earned. That is the person who has accrued extreme loss in his life. Don't worry about anything in life. Until you don't get the tawfiq to recite Allah's name, to remember Allah's name, you're sick, upset, distressed, problems, difficulties, very bad state in life. You've got everything attached to you. But Allah Ta'ala has given that person the tawfiq to recite his name. Then do not worry. He's the greatest human being in the eyes of Allah. Greatest human being. For him, all the other factors of life are a test. They're just tests. But don't say, oh, he does dhikr, he's got problems. He does dhikr, he's a dhakir, he's got issues. He does dhikr and all his worldly issues are not being solved. He's sick on the bed. Allah says, doesn't matter. As long as he should say, it doesn't matter what's happening in my life, but as long as I'm doing dhikr of Allah, I'm Allah's mahbub. Allah loves me and I love Allah because I'm doing dhikr of Allah. Fadhkuruni yadhkurkum, I'm reciting Allah's name and Allah calls out to me as well with mercy. So Quran, do we believe in Quran or do we listen to shaitan? Yes, why are you sick? I'm sick for this reason, that Allah Ta'ala is His hikmah and I cannot recognize Allah's hikmah. Why have you got problems? This is Allah's hikmah. Why has Allah stopped your worldly issues? Doesn't matter, it's Allah's choice. But I measure things on one scale, one measurement. I'm reciting Allah's name or am I not reciting Allah's name? That's it. Somebody's a millionaire, he's got material things in world, he's got so much assets and he's not sick. Pharaoh, did he ever get sick in life? Pharaoh, he never got sick, did he? Never did he have distress, problem, difficulty. Allah never gave to him. Why? Because Allah said, I didn't want to give him difficulties so that he turns to me. Allah never gave him difficulties, problems, that disobedient person, Pharaoh. We should remember a fact. Oh, he's rich, wealthy, shops, businesses, assets, wealth. But Allah, he doesn't have the tawfiq to recite Allah's name. He doesn't come to the majlis on Thursday night. He doesn't think in the majlis dhikr. He has no connection with wali Allah. Dhikr is not in his life. He has got all worldly material gains. But the kitab of Allah says, what about that person? That he is the biggest loser. He is dead. Murda. Murda, the hadith says. Spiritually, he's deceased. That the people who do dhikr, they're alive. And those who don't do dhikr of Allah, they're deceased. Don't think they're alive. These are just their physical bodies walking around. They're just animals eating, drinking. Allah says, my basis of life is what? The people who do my dhikr, he is mine and I am his. That's it. End of story. End of story. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite the Rushi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salatu wa-salamu ala sayyidina wa-salim. Shafi'in wa-salim. Tawha wa-yaseen al-habim al-Ameen. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار قنا عذاب الحشر قنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين يا الله تم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما يا الله صغیر و کبیر گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہم سب کی بخشش فرما یا اللہ ہم سب سے نیک عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما عذاب قبر سے عذاب جہنم سے میرے مولا نجات فرما موت کا وقت ہم پہ آسان فرما یا اللہ موت کا وقت ہم پہ آسان فرما یا اللہ موت کا وقت ہم پہ آسان فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.